Hello and welcome to the Sunday Night Supporters Club podcast on the 19th of October 2025. Hope you're well. Hope you're having a great weekend. I know the weekend's nearly over. I'm certainly feeling rather tired. I'm looking forward to closing my eyes and going to bed and getting ready for another day of work. So hoping to get tomorrow's podcast edited, actually. I'm trying to get Monday's podcast edited on the Sunday, and I've done most of it, just got a little bit to finish off. Working really well for me, I'm finding, because it's meaning I'm not spending late hours doing everything on a Monday night, which has been annoying me for a while. So I'm trying, and in a lot of ways, I'm trying to simplify everything so that I can start getting decent hours of sleep. This is one of the things I'm not a young person anymore. I'm not saying I'm old or anything, but I'm in my early 40s and sleep is becoming more and more of something that I need to be efficient at work and pay the bills. But also I love gardening. I love spending time with you guys and I need to be on the ball for that. And if I haven't had enough sleep, I'm not on the ball. So I am simplifying my workflow a bit more, and I'm finding that by spending Sunday doing all my editing is working really well at just making sure that I get to sleep early on a Monday, much earlier than I used to, because I've been up until 2 o'clock in the morning before doing the podcasts, and that's not good. That's not good at all. So now I'm getting myself to the point that by 10 o'clock, everything is done and I'm in bed. In fact, what I did last week was I had the podcast edited on the Sunday, and then put it out quite early on Monday night, and I was able to spend the evening just doing a load of reels and stuff for advertising the podcast, which worked rather well, gotta say. Now, my weekend this weekend, we've done a bit of gardening down on the allotment and here in the kitchen garden. Not as much as I would have liked. That was Friday basically spent doing that. And then Saturday I went up to Colchester, did a bit with Lee, the skinny gin gardener, doing an activity of getting kids into gardening and getting kids gardening. Mulch Monsters was a big thing. If you want to know more about that, check out the school gardening coach, as he calls himself now. I still get confused myself. But and that leaves today back to gardening, although rain came in today, which was rather welcome. Filling up the reservoirs, filling up our water butts. But one of the things that I did do today is sow the broad beans Aqua Dolce Claudia from this month's seed pack. Now, broad beans are something that I grow over winter every year. I think they're a great plant because they are hardy. They can cope with the cold weather. If it does get incredibly cold, we can run them over with a fleece. But they tend to cope with the cold weather quite well. But more importantly than that, they're also looking after the soil. They're pumping nitrogen into the soil, they're breaking down hard compacted soil, and you get beans, broad beans, at the end of the day as well. So how do we grow them? First of all, is I like to start mine off in root trainers filled up with just a good multi-purpose compost, and then I pop the seeds in about 5 centimeters deep. And then I just pop that in my greenhouse and wait for germination. Now, you don't have to use root trainers. You can sow them directly in the ground as long as your soil is free draining, i.e. don't get loads of puddles of water in it. Or you could use pots or anything like that just to get them started and then transplant them once you've got some good sturdy plants. And that's what I will be doing. Once the plants are sturdy, I'll be planting them out in the garden, in the allotment, just letting them grow and do their own thing. Now, we want to get them in the ground before the frosts come in. So where I am in the mild, we'll get away with it. If you are further up north, you might want to sow them directly in the ground today, or you might want to keep them in the pots over winter and then plant them out after the frosts have disappeared in March next year. They'll be absolutely fine doing that. They will can grow quite happily over winter, wherever you're growing them, put on plenty of leaf, plenty of growth. They will be slow, but at least they're doing something. And then come spring, you'll suddenly see them jump into life and pod on plenty of growth. That's it, really. You don't have to do much to look after them. Just if it's dry, give them a bit of a watering. Maybe add a bit of mulch, as you know, I like to add mulch around everything. But on a whole, you don't have to do much with them. And then come sort of April, May time, you'll start to see them pollen flowers as the growth has grown, and those flowers will become our bean pots that produce the broad beans that we want to eat. Pick them while they're young and enjoy. That easy. When the crop is finished, cut them off at the base, leave the roots in the ground, and they will add nitrogen to the soil, which will help feed the plants that follow on from it. Really, really easy. Now, one of the things I want to talk to you about a little bit tonight is I am always trying to simplify my gardening. I believe that keeping it simple is such an incredible part and such an essential part of growing our own. It's not easy because I want an incredibly good looking kitchen garden. But if we can keep it simple, the reason I want to keep it simple is that it means I don't have to spend so much time gardening. Now, don't get me wrong, I love spending time in the garden. I love spending time gardening. I love doing it. But I do want to free up time for certain other hobbies, photography, playing a guitar, woodwork, engineering projects, but also spending time with the wife, the dog, going away and things like that. And I think that's such an important thing to remember. I often feel like I talk about how much gardening I do because I spend so much time gardening. And I do. You know, it's a daily occurrence for me to garden. But sometimes it is important to take a step back, to relax and then just let your hair down and realize what is really important in our life. Don't get me wrong, I think growing our own food is important. I think we need good, healthy food to eat. It is important. So spending time with our friends and families and doing other things, just not letting it overtake. And this is why I say when I do certain projects in our garden, I'm keeping it simple in order to keep it productive and reduce the amount of time. Another thing that I'm trying to do more of as well is plan. I'm using Nat charts to plan projects, and that way a good planned project reduces the amount of time that we spend doing it as well. So lots of good positive reasons that I'm talking about this tonight, but keeping it simple is certainly paying off, and that's something I think we should all be doing. Right, I'm going to wrap this one up for tonight, and you will hear tomorrow night's podcast, of course. Most of you probably hear it Tuesday morning. We'll keep you busy, keep you entertained, hopefully. And I'll be back again on Thursday with another podcast for you and another seed that we will be sowing. Right, guys, you take care. Speak to you again then. Bye for now.